Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rayanne Van Gundy joins us now on WGN, Executive Director of the Kendall County Health Department. Hey, Rayanne, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's snowing crazy downtown Chicago, and then in the suburbs of the city, not too bad. How is it where you are?
No snow falling yet, but we're preparing for more snow tonight.
Yeah, I guess we all are a little bit of that. What town are you in?
We're out in Yorkville.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, that's Kendall County, Yorkville. You know, I spent time in Sandwich and Plano in Yorkville. I used to work at WSPY Radio out there.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we meet with them weekly.
Yeah, that's a good little radio station. How are folks getting the vaccine in Kendall County? What do I do if I'm in Kendall County to get vaccinated?
So right now, Kendall County, you know, we're working extremely hard, just like all the colleagues around the state. And by visiting our website is the best way. We can go to www.kendallhealth.org and access the vaccine appointment portal and get your vaccine scheduled there. And we realize that there's a great population that doesn't have internet access. And so they can also call our health department at 630-553-9100, and we can take down their name and the best number to reach them at, and we'll call that back and get them registered.
If I register online, will I automatically know when my appointment is, or will I have to wait for a bounce back from you all that says, okay, now you can make your appointment?
So right now we have our portals that are open where you can go in and you can register for an appointment time. However, the appointment times or the appointment slots are based on our vaccine supply. And our vaccine supply is very limited. So you'll have to check back to our website quite frequently in order to find an open slot for your appointment.
I think people worry that when they register, are they really registered? Like, am I really in the system? You say then I have to keep going back to get an appointment. So I'm not sure what the value of being registered is, right? I still have to keep checking in, don't I?
Well, so we're not you're only going to register if you get an appointment, if there's an appointment available. So you're going to log on to our website. You're going to go to the vaccine portal. You're going to select a day in which there's a link and to pick an appointment time. If there is an appointment time, you're going to go on, just like you're ordering a concert ticket, you're going to go on, you're going to select that time frame. And you're going to register yourself. You'll get a confirmation email back with a portal, with a ticket that has a QR code, and then you're ready to come in for a vaccine.
So in other words, I don't register now unless I can get an appointment now. I may have to try several times before I can act. How far out are you registering people? That is, when is the next appointment available? Is it March? Is it when?
So we are only taking appointments as we have vaccine. Because what I don't want to do is schedule people out and then have to cancel their appointments. So every week on Friday and Saturday, we're going to post new links when we know how much vaccine we're having for the next week. So that's why they need to keep coming back to our website to really check to see what appointments are available.
Every week, every Friday or Saturday, because that's when you find out how much vaccine you're going to get and then you make new appointments available.
Exactly.
Yeah. So really, nobody's getting an appointment more than a week out then?
No, not at this time, only because we are unsure of our vaccine supply. And like I said, I do not want to schedule people out too far and then not have the vaccine supply for them and have to cancel them. Hmm. I'd rather know that I have it in stock at my health department and that we're able to give them the vaccine that they schedule the appointment for.
Yeah, I understand that. And then how many vaccines are you getting per week right now?
Well, we're just recently IDPH cut down the first dose vaccines in order to increase the second dose vaccines. So I think for next week, we're only getting about 400. So you know, that makes it a little tough. That's not a lot of slots. We're still working on a few 1As. And then we're sliding into our 1Bs, and we're doing our educators and our elderly population right now. Those are the priority groups that we're really targeting. Once we get through those, then we'll be opening it up to different priority groups.
What's the population of Kendall County? Any idea off the top of your head?
Yeah, about 127,000.
I mean, this is just the refrain. I'm sure people are tired of hearing it, but 400 for a county of that many people.
I know.
In a week. And that's just, and so I guess that underscores your frustration. To the people that say, what the hell, the system doesn't work, understand that the lady's only got a few hundred vaccines coming in for the whole county. And you're still on 1A, for crying out loud.
Well, we've gotten through most of 1A, so we're really working on our elderly population and our educators so we can get these kids back in school.
Right.
And we're working through those, you know, pretty diligently. We had a couple weeks where we had, you know, upwards of 1,500 vaccines. We did host a mass vaccination clinic 2 weeks ago, and we'll be doing the second dose next weekend, where we vaccinated over 4,300 people. So that was great, but that was just, you know, really trying to get our feet wet and dipping into the population, and now we just need that steady flow of vaccine in order to make sure we come out and have, you know, the majority of the population that want to be vaccinated.
Rayanne Van Gundy's on a phone line. She's the executive director of the Kendall County Health Department. So that's West Burbs of the Chicagoland area off Ogden Avenue, Route 34, out my old way. And 47's the north-south road there, right? Or is it 59?
No, 47, you're correct.
47, yeah. Okay, so the website is kendallhealth.org. The phone number is 630-553-9100, 630-553-9100, kendallhealth.org. Anything else you want to pass along before I let you go?
No, the only thing is just for the public, just to remain patient. You know, we know the vaccine supply is still limited, but please remain patient. We are doing the best we can and as quickly as we can.
And when people sign up, if they do get in, do they have to identify as an educator in order to sort of move up in the queue?
Absolutely. So when they come in with their ticket, they need to show evidence that they either live and or work in Kendall County. Without that evidence, they will be turned away. So we can't take anybody from any surrounding counties if they don't live or if they don't work within Kendall County.
But I'm also wondering how you identify educators to get them vaccinated first.
So they all have their school IDs.
I see.
So we're asking for their school IDs and or a pay stub that shows, you know, with their place in employment.
Would my principal be the person to go to, like, if I can't get into the system and other people seem to be, or should I just, like any citizen, keep clicking on?
You know, I think they're working through their principals because there's only a certain, you know, amount of schools that are here in Kendall County. So they work through either the principal or, like, their director of communications.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing for other school districts as well. Rayanne Van Gundy in Kendall County. Okay, say hi to all the foxes out there, and thank you for your time.
Will do. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Rayanne Van Gundy in Kendall County. That's Yorkville way. 9:57 into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN Radio News is next.